This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, you know, what happens in Vegas never stays in Vegas. Bernie Sanders had a cardiac event. We're calling it a cardiac event. Some people calling it a heart attack. It might not have been an official heart attack. But he had been experiencing chest pain Tuesday after flying in for an event in Las Vegas. And doctors had found that he had a blocked artery, so they had to put in a couple stents into one of the blocked arteries. And so they did a procedure called angioplasty. From what we understand, it went very well. He's in great spirits. He's doing great. He's even tweeting Medicare for All, or he's having his people still tweet Medicare for All. So, you know, he's 78 years old, and he's, you know, he's a tough cookie. He's a real tough cookie. Basically, we've kind of reviewed how angioplasty works. It's phenomenal what we could do nowadays for heart attacks. In the old days, you'd get a heart attack, and you would die. Heart attacks are where you lose blood flow to a part of the heart. The heart muscle doesn't get blood. So it starts to die, not function, not work well. If you don't have part of your heart muscle not working well, your heart can't beat, can't pump, and you can have a heart attack. Heart attacks have been used, the term, interchangeably for a lot of things. Some people call it a heart attack if lack of blood flow goes to the heart, which is an attack or an assault. Some people call it a heart attack when the actual muscle starts to die. As far as I'm concerned, I call them coronary events, acute coronary events, where blood flow might not be getting to the heart to the degree that it needs to, and we need to intervene. We used to intervene with surgery, where if you had a blocked artery, we would have to open you up. We'd have to crack open the chest, would have to do a bypass, use a vessel that didn't have plaques, arteriosclerosis, to swap out for the bad blood vessel. Now, where you're clogged, they could go in through your groin or through your arm, go in and put a little stent that kind of keeps it open so blood flow can go through. And it's phenomenal how these things work. Sometimes they restenose, sometimes they clot. You know, you have to have close follow-up, but it's plumbing. The heart, it's all about plumbing. If you know plumbing, you can be a cardiovascular surgeon, as far as I'm concerned. It's plumbing. It's you know, plumbers are probably, you know, the best fit for that field because they understand pipes, they understand clogging, they understand, you know, the forces and all the physics involved around that. See, if I was going to be a surgeon, I wanted to be a cardiovascular surgeon. So I'm like really, really into that kind of medicine. But I'm not, you know, smart enough, I guess, or, you know, again, want to have babies. And I'm glad. Love having babies. But so Bernie Sanders, there's been a lot of discussion. And again, guys, I'm a little kind of, you know, tiffed that the way I hate to use the word tiff. That's too bougie. Sorry. I can't say what I really want to say. I'm seeing what people are saying about Bernie Sanders on social media. And I want to call you guys all crazy and stupid because you're just falling into a whole political trap. Okay? I don't care if you support Bernie Sanders or you don't support Bernie Sanders. He's a human being. Okay? Somebody's having a cardiac event. Don't let politics lose your humanity. Don't let politics turn you evil. Somebody's hurt. I don't care what political party they're a part of or what they stand for. Even though I think Medicare for All is kind of ridiculous, he's somebody in pain. He's somebody, you know, he's a human being. And we let politics get to us to that degree where we start to lose our moral compass and can't do that, okay? I mean, remember, it's a game. Most of these people hang out. I mean, what? Clinton and Trump were friends for years, okay? Don't fall into this trap. Politics is a show. It's all a show, all right? Now, I'm not saying Bernie and Hillary and Elizabeth Warren and Biden are all best friends, you know, but just don't fall into that trap. You know, if somebody's hurt, again, human first, not politics first. By the way, can I just say something? If you are for Bernie Sanders, if you are for Trump, if you are for Elizabeth Warren, or if you are for Biden, Joe Biden, everybody wants Bernie Sanders to stay in the race. Bernie Sanders staying in the race helps everybody. It helps the Bernie Sanders supporters. It helps the Elizabeth Warren supporters because it pulls away from Biden. It helps the Biden supporters because it helps kind of show the contrast between far left and moderate Democrat. And then it helps the Trump supporters because people may not want Medicare for all. So Bernie Sanders staying in the race helps everybody. Everybody wants Bernie Sanders to stay in the race. Now, what do his heart doctors want? Well, we don't know. We haven't heard from his cardiologist. We don't know. People ask, when can he go back to work? After angioplasty or stents being put in, even after a heart attack, it could range anywhere from a couple weeks to months. I've heard of some people going back to work after a week. If I was Bernie Sanders' doctor, John Phillips and Steve Edwards on KBC asked me this morning, would I recommend him going back into the campaign? As his doctor, I would say to wait. Honestly, at this point, we're still in 2019. Most of the heavy-duty stuff is 2020. He's falling behind in the polls. He's like third now to Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. I think your heart health comes first. Even though politically it's fantastic for him to stay in the race, I would say to hold off. I think campaigning is very, very rough, and he's 78 years old. I'm also concerned about arteriosclerosis and other parts of the body. You know, brain, et cetera. You know, is he also at risk for a stroke? So I think health should come first. Can he campaign? He can. Technically, he could go back a couple weeks. He really can. I wouldn't advise it, but he can. I mean, this guy is a tough cookie. And if these stents are working and keeping the blood flow going on, and, you know, I know the campaign trail looks rough, but getting up and speaking, like my job now as a radio host, I act like it's hard. It's not that hard. I sit and I talk. If he was at home, he'd sit and talk. So whether you're standing in front of people or sitting and talking and, you know, it's not like he's doing, you know, a lot of manual labor. So technically, yeah, don't be surprised. You might see him back on the campaign. If you don't, I don't know if it's going to be because of a heart recommendation, a cardiac recommendation, or because of his polling numbers. If he's polling third and dropping, his people might say, you know what, Bernie, stop. But, you know, YOLO, you only live once. If he wants to be president, he's not going to, I don't see him stopping. He has a lot of momentum. He's raised a lot of money. He's got a lot of supporters. I'd love to still see him in the race, but this is serious. You know, having a coronary event is serious, and so I wouldn't advise it. 1-877-DOCTOR. Here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a Michigan woman who went into the ER because she was having a panic attack. Well, she's a dancer, and she had some very, very cool makeup put on her face. I don't know if she was kind of doing the thriller, thriller now. I don't know if she was doing that. But she kind of had this makeup where it looked like the skin on her nose and mouth had been, I guess, burned off. And you could see her teeth. But it's makeup. And it was so well done. It was about a 3-hour makeup job. That when she went to Beaumont Royal Oak Hospital suffering a panic attack, everybody started freaking out because, and they were actually prepping her to go into the trauma center because they thought that she had all that trauma to her face, where she lost most of the skin on her face. You know how they could do it now, where it looks like you have, you know, the inside of your body coming out, and it's all really well-done makeup. I'm a huge fan of makeup artists and what they could do, except if I was the ER doc, I would be like, really? Really? So apparently, she's from Michigan, obviously. She came into the ER Monday night. She had this Halloween makeup on, and it was mistaken for an actual medical emergency. They start to prep her to enter trauma. They said, let's get her back to trauma now. She's probably going into shock. She's not making any sense. Now, that's a backup dancer. That's Jay Fears. Her name is Jay Fears. And she said that she was having a panic attack. She said, it just shot up to my brain, and it just caused, like, a real bad reaction. So she thinks it might have even been the makeup that put her into a panic attack. But when she arrived, she didn't think she had to explain to everybody that it was makeup. She thought they knew. She's like, they have to know. She told Fox 2 Detroit. And so she said they had to know that that facial trauma was fake. And you could tell it's fake because of the nose. You know, her teeth, if you look at her makeup, it looks like she has no skin down to her teeth. She lost her lips and all that, but her nose is still completely intact. That's how I could tell it would be fake. But to somebody in a panic that's never seen that, they were probably like, oh my gosh. And so she said, no, I didn't say anything because I just assumed they could see that it was fake. So the hospital told Fox 2 Detroit that it could not comment on her case because, you know, obviously, you know. But they said the emergency room was not a place for fun and games. They see many patients with severe medical issues where lives are at stake. Doctors need to be able to focus on those patients with true emergencies. Sounds like they were ticked. So Ms. Fears went home the same day. And she said, even though the reaction was humorous, anxiety is not. She's like, please let me say anxiety is no broke, a joke, or laughing matter. It was a serious situation that happened at a strange time. Now, 40 million people in the U.S. experience anxiety disorder. 1 in 13 suffer from anxiety. We've talked about anxiety. Panic attacks are frightening as it is because when somebody has a panic attack, they could be having chest pain. They could be having trouble breathing. They could have a fear that they're going to die. So this was just the wrong place at the wrong time where she probably told them, I think I'm going to die. And she walks in and half her face looks removed. So I, you know. And then my guess is somebody started to apply some gauze and noticed, oh, okay, there's makeup. Have I ever been duped in the ER? I don't think I've ever been duped. I don't think anybody, like, tried to trick me or whatever. I've had smart asses. There's been a lot of smart asses, right? But, the best one, though, was this little kid who, I guess, had hurt his finger. And it was the cutest, adorable little, like, four-year-old, either four or six-year-old. And I walk into the room, and I go, hi, what's going on? You know, you got a boo-boo? And he just gives me the middle finger. And I step back, and I just start laughing. But then I realize the other side of his finger was hurt. But I have never been given the finger by a little kid. I just thought that was hilarious, and I couldn't, yeah. So I have laughed a lot. That was, yeah. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, unfortunately, in Las Vegas, we're remembering the two-year anniversary of the October 1 shooting. And making headlines is MGM Resorts International, because they had owned the Mandalay Bay at the time. I think they still own it. Have come up with a settlement with the victims of the 2017 mass shooting worth between $735 million and $800 million, depending on the claimants. MGM said the settlement is not an admission of liability in the mass shooting. The mass shooting, as you know, left 58 dead and hundreds wounded or injured. It was the worst mass shooting in modern American history. And it was people at the 51 Festival, at the Harvest Festival. And they were near the strip, listening to music, and shooter shoots out of the window, breaks through the window, out of the hotel. And is unfortunately able to kill 58, wounded hundreds more. Jim Murren, chairman and CEO of MGM Resorts, said our goal has always been to resolve these matters so our community and the victims and their families can move forward in the healing process. This agreement with plaintiffs' counsel is a major step and one we had hoped for a long time would be possible. $800 million. We have always believed that prolonged litigation in these matters is of no one's best interest. It is our sincere hope that this agreement means the scenario could be avoided. Now, Robert Eglett, lead attorney for the plaintiffs, I know him, he's a pretty big attorney in town where I live, said the agreement marks a milestone in the recovery process. He said, while nothing will be able to bring back the lives lost or undo the horrors so many suffered that day, the settlement will provide fair compensation for thousands of victims and their families. MGM Resorts is a valued member of the Las Vegas community, and the settlement represents good corporate citizenship on their part. We believe that the terms of the settlement represent the best outcome for our clients and will provide the greatest good for those impacted by these events. So, you know, the gunman was a 64-year-old gambler who kind of came in, I forget his name. He would come into the, come into casinos pretty often. And he apparently did this from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. He fired between 10 to 15 minutes at the Country Music Festival. And we don't know why it took so long. He was found dead in his hotel room with an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators still have not been able to determine his motive in carrying out the massacre. You know, also, there's been a lot of confusion where there were two different windows and didn't make sense how he could run from both windows. One looked like it was completely, you know, the other side. There was his laptop there, but the memory card was gone. And it just a lot of confusing things. And for those of us living in Vegas, we just don't really know the whole story. Most people don't. No motive, no... I mean, the guy looked like some regular guy who was just kind of gambling and doing his thing. We don't know if he was under the orders of anybody. There's been some talk of Antifa and things like that. But it's like one of the bigger mysteries, whereas so many of these other shootings, it was pretty cut and dry. So according to a regulatory filing released in May, MGM Seneca pays, which is $800 million for lawsuits related to the mass shooting. And the company has $751 million in insurance coverage that could cover such costs. Oh, my guess is the insurance company is going to drop MGM after this one. So, MGM owns a lot of properties. MGM has had their own share of drama. MGM had owned the hotel back in the 80s that had that fire that killed, I think, about 86 people. And the MGM had left... relocated, moved down the strip to Tropicana from the Flamingo location. Bally's took over. A lot of people forgot about the MGM fire, but I didn't because, you know, it was so tragic. And, you know, there was a fire that started in the kitchen area that served most of the restaurants. And so, by the time, you know, people realized there was a fire, they tried to leave. And the electric doors, you know, the MGM had some of the newest, fanciest electric doors, but they were really hard to open manually. And then the fumes filled up all along the casino. The way the hotel was built is you walk in and you had like a football field of a casino and then the restaurants in the back and then the hotel rooms. And so the fumes had filled up the air, and then when it ignited, it was toxic gas. When it ignited, it was like a fireball across the casino. But the majority of people who died from carbon monoxide and asphyxiation from the smoke, not so much from the fire. So MGM has had its share of tragedies. And again, we pray for all the lost souls. It was one of the worst shootings in history. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Moment. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker is testifying before three House panels behind closed doors. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Nothing he has said supports the narrative you've been hearing from Mr. Schiff and the Democrats. Nothing.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy added his name to a resolution on Wednesday that would censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff for reading a parody version of President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president during a hearing last week.
He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee. And one person makes that decision, the Speaker of the House.
McCarthy speaking there on Fox News, the California Republican also is calling on Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to suspend the impeachment inquiry. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we're showing a rise in IVF blunders when it comes to people getting the wrong sperm. They say the numbers of serious errors at fertility clinics have soared to a 4-year high. Now, in their defense, we have so many more people now doing in vitro fertilization. In vitro fertilization is where if you have trouble conceiving on your own with daddy's sperm and your egg, or vice versa, your sperm and her egg, then either because maybe you have an egg and it doesn't get into the tube at the right time, or the sperm may not, you know, do its thing, and then it has to travel from the fallopian tube into the uterus once it's fertilized. And so there's a lot of different pathways. So one thing that we could do in medicine is we take your egg, take his sperm, make sure they fertilize, get a nice healthy zygote, right? Little googly-eyed baby egg zygote. So like, there's a baby. And then we could, you know, transplant it into mama's uterus. And it's a fantastic way to help a couple conceive. I know some people have ethical issues with it, you know. But, I mean, if it's a good egg and it's a good sperm, you know, and it's a couple that's going to be a good mommy and daddy, I'm okay with it. The problem is when you use somebody else's sperm, now that's not so good. There were 294 incidents, they say, that involved the loss or damage of embryos or sensitive personal data being sent to the wrong family. That was also up by a fifth from last year. Data showed that two major blunders occurred in the last 12 months compared to the previous year. A mother was inserted the wrong donor sperm, resulting in a pregnancy in one case. The error had taken place in Simply Fertility Clinic in Europe, during the mother's third cycle of in vitro fertilization. She originally underwent fertility treatment in 2016 at the clinic using sperm from one donor and was unsuccessful. So finally she's successful, but it was somebody else's sperm. Oh, second cycle resulted in a birth. So yeah, but they went back to get another one. Again, they wanted a full genetic sibling. But because the mix-up with paperwork, sperm from the first unsuccessful treatment was used. The mistake was only realized after the embryo had been transferred to the woman. The report said the couple were invited to the center where the error was explained. There was an apology and report and, you know, support. So the couple reported a positive pregnancy test and they intended to continue with the pregnancy. There was another error where an incorrect gas cylinder hooked up to chamber filled with several embryos from multiple patients unfortunately caused their death or damage. Yeah, I don't know how I would take that as a mom. If my baby eggs got destroyed, I would be all mama bear. If my, you know, it's interesting. Excuse me, you don't think about your eggs, you know? I mean, in fact, female fetuses have eggs already. So it's funny because, you know, my kids, when they don't want to see grandma, you know, and they're kind of reluctant, and we're all like, you know, with grandma, I'm like, you know, you were an egg also in her tummy. And I don't know why I say that, as if that's really going to make everything better, you know. And the kids look at me like, okay, now I'm really grossed out. Because I talk to them all the time about them being in my uterus, you know, and then them being in my ovary, and then them coming out of the canal. And I'm like, so, you know, were there neon lights? You know, like there's a lot of roller coasters. Okay, so there was this one, I don't know what it was. I think it was a water ride where there were flashing lights where you were going down the slide outside to the light. And I remember asking the kids when they were coming out, you know, of me giving birth, did they remember like it being like a water slide? See, my kids love water slides, so my guess is it's because, you know, they have memories of coming out. I don't know. I don't think so. They really can't answer it. They really don't like when I talk about it. They like hearing stories about when they were a baby, you know, but they don't like hearing about what I ate, you know, and, you know, what I sang to them when they were in my tummy. I always say in my tummy because uterus just, you know, when they were hugging onto my endometrial lining, this is what they just don't like to hear that stuff. But, you know, when they make me mad, oh, they hear it, especially on their birthdays. All right, so when you were a little egg, yeah. Anyway, so I don't know how I would feel if, you know, my baby eggs, you know, would be destroyed. Now, there's a doctor in Oregon who is suing over his donated sperm because apparently the clinic used it for 17 different kids. He's a man who donated his sperm, and he's already been, I guess he's a father of at least 17 kids, which is a violation of an agreement that allowed no more than five. And he is now suing Oregon Fertility Clinic. Dr. Bryce Cleary believes it's possible that he has many more children from his sperm donations 30 years ago. That's according to the Oregonian Oregon Live. The lawsuit filed Wednesday in Multnomah County Circuit Court and says Cleary donated his sperm when he was a first-year medical student at Oregon Health and Science University in 1989. That was when the hospital's fertility clinic solicited him and other classmates. Yeah, if you're a medical student and the hospital asks you to do something, you do it. And so my guess is, they kind of had a captive audience there. So the students had to, I guess the students felt compelled to give sperm. In March 2018, his lawsuit says he began to learn that a sperm donation successfully results in the births of some children after two young women born through the fertility clinic process contacted him. The suit says young women told him they used Ancestry.com data as well as specific and substantive information given to them by the fertility clinic to identify more siblings than Cleary himself. Cleary then sent his own DNA to Ancestry.com, discovering that he has at least 17 offspring born through his sperm donations. Now, that would be 17 that use Ancestry.com. For those who use 23andMe or something else, it might not, show up. So he is now profoundly distressed as he weighed through the, quote, moral, legal, ethical, and personal obligations. And he now feels towards those 17 children, he is seeking $5.25 million. Now, the Oregon Health and Science University spokeswoman said that they treat any allegation of misconduct with the gravity it deserves in light of our patient privacy obligations and the confidentiality of protected health information. We cannot comment on this case. Now, Cleary has three sons with his wife. He also has adopted a daughter. And says that the clinic also breached another promise that all the children be born to mothers living outside Oregon. Oh, this way they don't find him later. So he lives in Corvallis. But but remember, back in the 80s, if you weren't living in Oregon, there was a good chance you didn't go to Oregon. I mean, nowadays, you could be all over the place. It doesn't matter. You can even teleport, I think. So he lives in Corvallis, and he learned that two of the offspring have attended the same schools as the children he raised with his wife, which means his kids have half-brothers, half-sisters. So what do you do at this point? Okay, you donate sperm. Later you find out there's all these children. To me, I would be like, okay, I just feel like there's this cosmic connection. I could feel my kids and when something's wrong and, you just kind of have that sixth sense. I know moms do. I'm sure dads do too. But as a dad, if you knew that you made babies, the easiest thing to do is to pretend to not know. The most financially fiscal thing to do is, go, okay, I'm not here. But, and he should probably sue for more than $5.2 million because he's going to probably want to help a lot of these kids. But, just knowing that there's 17 of your babies, I'd want to know. I'd want to get to know them all. I really mommy a lot. I mommy a lot of, medical students. I call them my baby doctors. And I mean, I really, really mommy them. And I'm like, if I have actually flesh and blood out there, I should be mommying them too. So that would be very, very scary. I don't know. I mean, now, that doesn't mean not donate your sperm. Personally, it's pretty cool to have your seed, out there, growing. And I think somebody with Dr. Dahlia genes, it's pretty cool, She's probably a little bit crazy. She probably doesn't know how to use a comb, but she'd be pretty cool. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So going viral is the rent of a backyard shed in San Diego for $1,050 a month. Now, I've lived in a backyard shed when I was in medical school. It was on, it was a Washington and Rancho. An area that's kind of very, very kind of industrial. And it was a really, really nice African-American family that had a room for rent in their backyard. And another medical student had been in it, and he said, you know, they need a tenant, and if you need a place to live when you come down and do your rotations in Vegas. And so I did. It had a bed. It had a very, very small bathroom. Had a place for my TV. And since I was never home, it worked out good. And since most of my laundry was scrubs, you know, and I could always, you know, go to a laundromat or whatever, it worked out fine for me. Except I wasn't paying that kind of money. I think I was paying only a few $100s. But I've lived in the backyard, and the funny thing is I felt kind of safe, believe it or not, in the probably because it was in somebody else's house, so I felt like there was, or somebody else's backyard, so I figured that there was a barrier between, you know, the gate, and then, I don't know, but I felt safe. And it was, you know, but when you come to think of it, you're like, well, actually, you know, bad people can try to hide out in the shed or something. But it worked out good for me. It did. So I have kind of good memories of my little shack that I lived in when I was in medical school rotations. But in San Diego, one of them is asking for $1,050 a month. It is located in the backyard of a home in the North Park neighborhood, which is one of the city's most walkable neighborhoods. Not sure what that means. Are they talking about in terms of safe? Or, I mean, it doesn't look like it's in, you know, a fancy, fancy beachfront area. And the listing does call the shed a studio, but I guess neighbors aren't exactly convinced. Apparently, somebody who lives nearby said, I was amazed it was going for that much money. Does it have plumbing? Does it have facilities? It's a 200-square-foot studio apartment and has an air conditioning, stove, small refrigerator, but no washer or dryer, and obviously no parking. So I guess the average studio in the area is even $300 higher. We're talking San Diego. So $1,050 doesn't seem that bad. In fact, the last tenant paid $1,100 a month for 2 years. The property is, I guess, being managed by JD Property Management. They don't think they're going to have any issue with the price. But then again, I am wondering why they went down from $1,100 to $1,050. They said maybe it's high for what it was offered at, but the reality is that the square footage and the location is exactly what the market needs. So if any other studio in that area is going for $1,300 or $1,400, you're technically in a studio in walking distance, and they're being creative. He has to have a credit score of at least 650, an income of 2.5 times the rental amount, which means you need to be making close to 40 grand a year to be able to live there. No history of evictions, or and you need rental references. So, I, you know, what are we looking at here? You know, we talk about the homeless population in California being pretty bad. San Diego has their share of homeless population. Well, I mean, if a studio in the back of somebody's backyard, a shack, is going for $1,050, no wonder these people don't have homes. They say, here are the 10 cities experiencing the highest rent increases. It's not the highest rent ever. Highest rent ever. Let me see if I have that. Let me see if I could pull that up. Highest rent ever, I think it would be obviously your New York, San Francisco, etc. I think San Francisco averages $3,500 a month. Singapore is pretty expensive. Paris, Hong Kong, Zurich, Geneva, Osaka, Japan, Seoul, Copenhagen. Those are kind of the most expensive cities. But in terms of America, we're seeing rent skyrocket because a lot of people don't want to buy homes. Their jobs are fleeting. You don't have somebody, you know, being at one job for 25 years. So if the average person is at a job for 2-3 years, then why hanker down with a home? Why bunker down? Or why, you know, you might as well be a little bit more free and loose. So the Apartment Guide, which is probably the most famous apartment periodical, studied rents across the country to check out where the highest increases are and how much year to year. So they looked at the 100 most populated cities, and they said 3/4 of cities showed rent price increases. Newark really shot up the highest at 30%. Cleveland is even going upward. They say an ongoing trend we are seeing is younger people who want to live in big cities go back to dorm-style living. Today, about 1/3 of renters are living with roommates. And that's what I would do. I would get a roommate. I would get a multi-room apartment, get roommates. Everybody have locks on their doors. And, you know, do it that way. Save money. How many times are you in the kitchen, you know? So Sacramento actually dove. They actually, I think, taking a deep dive. Oh, no. Sacramento actually went up by 10%. Average rent for a one-bedroom in Sacramento is $1,500. A luxury pet-friendly one-bedroom ranges $1,700 a month. That's in Sacramento. Fort Worth was number 9. Rents increased by 10.7%. They're at about $1,100 per bedroom. Newark jumped 30%. Why? Because a lot of people can't afford New York. So they'd rather, you know, have a fairly easy commute. Newark, most of the trains go through there, obviously. Their one bedroom is now $2,000 a month. $2,300 for 709 square feet. Stockton, California went up. Anchorage, Alaska went up about 20%. North Las Vegas, Nevada. See, Nevada is booming. Southern Nevada especially. Actually, Northern Nevada too. And again, we're attracting Californians. Californians who don't want to pay the rent. But the thing is Nevada's prices are going to go up because they're like, well, if a Californian is already paying $1,100 for a shack in somebody's backyard, then if we're giving them a full apartment, we might as well charge $1,500, $1,600. Fort Wayne, Indiana, average rent is $841 for one bedroom, which is still, I guess, a bargain compared to some of these other cities. So, you know, how does that affect you and I? Why do we care about apartment prices? Because we're really seeing a different shift in things. Okay, when you get an apartment, and I've had apartments, you get an apartment because, again, you don't want to commit to living in a certain area, or you don't trust the housing market to go up. Most housing markets go up, especially in any of these areas, but the millennials aren't convinced, and they're probably right, there's going to be another recession. And rather than going, well, over 20, 30 years, the housing prices are going to go up, millennials don't think like the Generation Xers and the baby boomers do. Because remember, they're not having jobs that last 25, 30 years. Look at how my career has evolved in the last 20 years when I never expected it to. I was supposed to go into medicine, just have my office, build maybe a couple more medical offices, see patients for 30, 40 years and retire. Instead, I went into show business, I went into media, I went into teaching, I went into telemedicine, medical directing. Now, I'm still in the same city, so I bought a house. I love the city I live in. I live in Las Vegas. I don't ever want to leave. But if the average person is changing jobs and their career is evolving, and trust me, all of our careers are going to evolve. We're going to be obsolete in 5 years and need to be able to change into something that's, you know, more useful. We need to know that we're going to move. And so when it comes to, well, you know, my city has money flowing in and, you know, the younger generation is going to put money into Medicare or whatever, you know, yeah, hopefully they do, but it's not a very, very solid committing younger generation because they don't have the future promise like we did. I don't blame them. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.